You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When filling out the U.S. Census, Egyptians, Moroccans, Iranians, and people from all over this region have always had to check the box white or other. There's no Middle Eastern or North African box. This has been problematic in a number of ways because these communities rely on representation when it comes to things like legislative redistricting or health statistics, in addition to the cultural inaccuracy of calling them white in the American context. The Arab American Institute and other groups petitioned the Census Bureau asking for a separate Middle East North Africa, or MENA, category in the 2020 census. That was rejected in January. So why is this important, and now what? One person who has been active in the campaign is the mayor of Foster City in San Mateo County, Sam Hindi, who is Palestinian American. He joined me in studio earlier today.
Based on the U.S. Census Bureau, there is 1.9 million Arab American in the U.S., while we believe the actual numbers are almost double that at 3.7 million. So there's a severe undercount of our community. And because of that severe undercount, we're not getting the services that we're supposed to be getting. So the effect of having us on the census would give us a positive impact on the treatment and services available to the Arab American community and remove the barrier to representation, education, health, and employment for the community.
How? Can you break that down, explain it to us?
Sure. So let's take the health issue, for example. So it's currently impossible to address certain diseases that are related to this ethnic group, the Arab American and the Middle Eastern North African people. As probably you would know, there's like severe diabetic in our ethnic background. That is not addressed now because we're not classified as a class, if you will, or ethnic group. So there's no research, there's no funding available for this specific health issues that we have as a community. And then on the education, there's no equitable allocation of money and funding for, say, the assisted learning grants, for assisted learning services for second language Arab Americans that come into the country. Employment, there would be, if we are counted as who we are, we will have employment assistance to lower income families, to those new immigrants that come into the country that classified as under the MENA category as well. So those are some of the issues. How would that impact our community in a positive manner if we were to be included in the census?
So the Arab American Institute is just one of the organizations that's been in talks with the Census Bureau since like 2010 even,
right,
about a separate MENA category. In 2015 is when the Census Bureau said it would start testing,
right,
this North Africa Middle East category for 2020. So it started this testing. And that testing had a lot of support from lots of Arab organizations, MENA organizations overall. But the rejection came early this year. Karen Battle, the chief of the Census Bureau's Population Division, said, quote, "We feel more research and testing is needed. That is why it was rejected."
Yeah.
So what do you make of this response?
No, I think, as you mentioned, it started in 2015. They've been testing. So that's A little bit more than 2 years of testing. And from my understanding, the testing was positive and all the reaction that we have gotten from the Census Bureau that it is needed. Those were the indication that we were getting. And quite frankly, I'm personally disappointed with this decision not to be included in 2020. How much more do we need? You have a problem. Like I said, we are severely undercounted. And when we are severely undercounted, we are not being, you know, for me, it's always been, if you're not counted, you don't exist. So if we are 3.7 million members in our community and we are being counted on 1.9, so what happened to the rest? They don't exist as far as the U.S. government is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem. And I think if you've done testing for the past 2.5 years, that's enough testing. It's time to take action.
And where do you get the 3.7 million number?
So this is a number from organizations such as what you named, the Arab American Institute, and other Arab American organizations that have done their own, if you will, non-scientific census. That's why we want the Census Bureau to come in with the exact numbers. Mm-hmm. These are numbers we believe are close, but we want to verify those numbers, and we want everybody to be counted like every other community in the United States. We're not asking for anything more, really.
Yeah, and actually, a number of other ethnic communities are getting kind of their own boxes, if you will. The census has included new categories, for example, specific African countries under the Black category. Which African country are you from?
Yeah.
For me, I'm lucky because I get to be part of the MENA and I get to be part of the
right.
Black community. So it's interesting for me. It's always been interesting in my family what to check, right?
Yes.
Like, I remember my parents saying they always checked other,
right?
Because they felt none of these categories represent them.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what you check.
Yeah, so when I first immigrated to the U.S., I don't know if there was other all the time. This was back in the 80s, but I looked white, Hispanic, you know, Native American, and so forth. None of those. So I said, it must be white, I guess. So check the white. Eventually, when I became aware of others, I would put Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
I would write that down. But yeah, you check the box, and that's really very interesting and frustrating to a certain extent, because why are we not being counted?
Mm-hmm.
Why we're not white, we're not Hispanic, we're not Africans, we're not, you know, so we have to be counted.
I think I read also that in explanation of white, it was white, including those of Middle Eastern descent.
Yes.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I saw that. So that's why we were putting white. Now, if you say Caucasian, I know I'm not going to be Caucasian.
Right.
But probably if you say white in that sense to where, it includes Middle Eastern. So I guess we're white, but we don't believe we're white. So we don't feel like we're white.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, white means Caucasian.
Yeah.
And we're not Caucasian. Not that, it's just we want to be
who
we are.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. We want to be who we are. That's it.
To what extent do you think this rejection reflects the current political climate?
Probably it has quite a bit to do with it. I really don't know. I'm not privy to a lot of information as to what went through the decision-making process. But I wouldn't be surprised, and it's not far-fetched to say politics did play a role.
Yeah. I'm also hearing some people say they would actually not want more detailed information about themselves because of this current political climate. It's just like a year after President Trump issued travel bans against countries that are in the MENA category, Sudan, Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen. Is it different times from when the issue initially started? Maybe I don't want more details of myself.
Yeah. No, I can understand that, and especially coming from the political climate back home. People they're always scared. They don't want to be singled out. They don't want to be involved in any political action because that spells trouble. So you kind of see our community really shying away from being politically involved or being activists, right? Because they always worry about the repercussions. But I think those people who are sensitive, and I understand why, because of the political climate in the country since Trump's election.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would venture to say, they don't understand what is it we are missing as a community because we're not being counted.
Are you hopeful for 2030, including a MENA category on the census?
I hope so. I could tell you one thing is we will not stop working hard to get that done because of the importance of what it means to our community. And in my opinion, it's only just. It is really a justice for us to be counted. So we will continue to work hard, and we will not give up. And that's what it is. It didn't happen now in 2020, but we'll continue the journey.